That's all? Come on, come on. Come on. How you doing?
Tired.
What did you do? Okay, I know that feeling, okay? Oh, you almost fly, okay. Okay, children, today's special Sunday. We celebrate Family Sunday. Every time we have a month of fifth Sunday, we're celebrating Family Sunday. And Family Sunday, as you know, going through all this worship service, we are reminding ourselves how precious we are as a church family, okay? So, but today I'm not going to give you a message. I'm going to invite someone very special to give us message. You know, he's my best student. He's my best student, and he's 10 years old. And when he grow up, he wants to be 11 years old. Do you know who that is?
Nonoy?
All right. Oh, okay. Very good. Very good. Okay, so let's call him. When I count three, loud voice, say, hello, Nonoy. Okay? Can you do that? Can you do that? Okay. One, two, three.
Hello.
No, I think we can do better than that. Okay? Let's try one more time. One, two, three.
Hello!
Okay, Nonoy, where are you?
Yoo-hoo!
Here! There you go. Come on here. He's my best student, you know, because he never go to sleep Yoo-hoo! During my message.
Yes, teacher.
Okay, come on out here. Come here.
Yes, teacher.
Okay, children, here is Nonoy, my best student, and he's going to give he's going to tell you a story. It's a really amazing story. So listen to him, okay? Can you do that? Okay, it's all yours.
Thank you, teacher. Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Good morning, choir.
Good morning.
Good morning, boys and girls.
Good morning. Oh, come on.
Good morning, boys and girls.
Good morning.
Well, that's good. There you are. You know what? Before anything else, I would like you to help me introduce myself. Can we have a microphone?
Microphone, okay.
I want to introduce myself, but I need your help to show me how to do it. I will just ask you, what's your name? How old are you? And what do you want to be? All right, let's start with here. What is your name?
Sonnet, and I'm 15, and I'm hoping to open my own shop for pets.
Oh. And you? What is your name?
Violet. I'm 5 years old.
Oh. And what do you want to be, Violet?
I don't know.
Oh, not sure. All right. Okay. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Philip. I'm 11, and when I want to grow up, I want to be 12.
Wow. Oh, that's it, yeah? See? Thank you.
My name is Tony. I'm 10 years old, and when I grow up, I want to be a train driver.
My name is Bradley. I'm 8 years old, and I don't know what to be when I'm going to grow up. I don't know.
All right.
Hi, my name is Anella. I'm 11 years old, and when I grow up, I want to be an artist.
Oh, wow.
I want
Hello, my name is Phoebe. I'm 11 years old, and when I grow up, I want more than 10 hours of sleep every day.
Yeah. My name is Sophia. I'm 11 years old, and I want to be a nurse when I grow up.
Oh. Wow.
Hi, my name is Jubilee, and I'm 10 years old, and I want to be a baker when I grow up.
All right, the last one.
Hi, my name is Ava, and I'm 12 years old, and I want to be a marine biologist.
Oh, wow, thank you. Now that you helped me, I would like to introduce myself to all my new and old and future friends. My name is Nonoy. I am 10 years old, and I want to be 11.
All right.
All right, I have a question for you, for all of you. Why do you think my young and good-looking Asian teacher,
Hallelujah,
Pastor Jacob, assigned me here? Why am I here this morning? So to place in his place, why?
Because you're the best student.
Oh, wow, thank you. Yeah? I'm his best student?
To turn 11.
Okay, yeah. So that's a good reason, huh? Okay. But I have something that I always remember why I was assigned here to you today. And if you still remember, do you remember last month, September 10. Anybody here who remembers September 10 last month? What do we have about the Sunday school? What do you have? All right. Last September 10, it's promotion day. And I could hear very clearly the voice of our co-lay leader, Mr. Bill Lasarte, when he said, "Today is a special day because Sunday school is back." And so we will welcome all our children and pray for them and welcome our teachers, our Sunday school teachers, and pray for them. And this is a very special day for worship. And then he said, "But I'm a little bit disappointed, because I know Lindy La Cruz is back and Nonoy is back. And if Nonoy will not come today, I don't think he will be promoted again." So that was what Mr. Bill Lasarte said. If I don't come on that day, I will not be promoted. And maybe that's why I'm here, because I was not promoted. Is that sad? You know, it's sad. But yay! I'm happy because I will stay with you, and I like it. I don't want to be promoted. And then I'm so glad to see that there are so many Nonoys today. You see? Don't you think so? We are growing up, all Nonoys, so you are welcome. I think I found more Nonoys today that can replace me.
over here. Okay, so thank you very much. And then today I was assigned, so today it will be very easy for you because our lesson for today, there is no Bible verse to memorize. I will not give you anything to memorize, and also there is no homework. But you have to listen very carefully because I will be going to have a storytelling for you, and you have to listen because our teacher, he will come back here and will ask you if what you know about the lesson. Okay, so I got this book from Miss Lynn De La Cruz. Do you know Miss Lynn? Do you know Miss Lynn? Okay. And she gave me this. Okay, so you have to listen. Do you know that Miss Lynn De La Cruz and her daughter has a daycare? And the daycare is called Little Schoolhouse. And some of you maybe have been there, Sophia here. She's one of the students in that house. And I think even Mark saw that place, right? Mm. So, all right, so this is the book that she gave me. And so I will tell you a story about this, the three billy goats. This is the story of the three billy goats. But then, before we start, okay, do you recognize the voice of the or the sound of a goat? When you heard a sound, will you tell me if it is a goat? Okay, follow me on this sound, like oink, oink, oink. Can you do that? Oink, 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 oink. Louder. Oink, 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 oink. So when you heard that sound and then you look outside, you will see a lot of goats, right? Is that the sound of the goat? No? Who's making the sound? It's a pig! Oh, yeah, you're really bright, huh? You're a bright student. Okay, now, this kind of sound. When it is raining, especially when it is raining, and you are on the field, or on the park, or on the meadow, you will hear this sound, and it is raining, and then the first sound is like croak, croak. Can you do that? Croak, 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 croak. Ribbit, ribbit, ribbit. All right. In the Philippines, the sound seems to be different. It's sort of like ak, 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 ak. Kokak, kokak. Okay, can you say that? Kokak, kokak, kokak. Kokak, kokak, kokak. And when the rains fall down so hard, there will be hundreds of them. And okay, so we will try it. We will do it like everybody. Kokak, 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 kokak. And so when you open your window or door, you will see a lot of goats.
No.
No? No, is that a goat? Okay, what does... It's a frog. Oh, so you're really bright children, huh? You're like Nonoy. Okay, so is there anybody here who can do the sound of a goat? Oh, yeah, there you are. So
The sound of the goat is meh, meh. Okay, let's do it. Meh, meh, meh. So, during the story, you will say that or you will sound that. Okay? All right. So let's go on with our story time. This is the story of the three billy goats graph. Once upon a time, there were three billy goats brothers, all named Graf. There was little billy goat Graf. There was middle billy goat Graf and big billy goat Graf. See, here they are. Little billy goat Graf, middle billy goat Graf, and big billy goat Graf. Okay. Big billy goat Graf is the largest of them all. Okay, so he is the largest of them all. Okay. The three billy goat Grafs live in a grassy hillside near a river. It's a big grassy meadow, and the side of the meadow had lovely green grass. The three billy goat Grafs love eating the green grass so much. They ate and ate and ate. That's what they are doing. The billy goat Graf just ate and ate and ate all day long. And then one day, little billy goat Graf said, "Oh no, there is no grass on our hill anymore. What will we eat now?" Middle billy goat Graf said, "Oh, do not cry, little brother. Don't worry. There's a meadow of sweet green grass across the river." See? This is their place, and there's a river, and there's a very nice green meadow when you cross the bridge, okay? So big billy goat Graf said, "All we have to do is cross the bridge and go there, and we can eat all the green grass that we want." However, crossing that wooden bridge was dangerous. The billy goat brothers knows, they knew that there was a giant troll underneath the bridge. See? It's a giant troll, angry and hungry troll under the bridge. And the favorite food of that troll in all the whole world is the billy goats. All right, have you seen a troll? Have you seen a troll? Do you know his voice? Do you want to know his description? All right, let us call him. Let us try to see if there is a troll in this place. Okay, is there a troll in this place right now?
Yeah.
So can you describe yourself to our children so that we will know how you look like?
You know, I have this angry voice all the time.
Oh, listen, listen.
I have no hair on my head. And I have a stone hard red beard and long pointed ears. Big wide open white eyes and very long sharp tooth coming out of my mouth. Are you scary?
So are you scared? Are you scared?
No.
Huh? No? No. Why? You should be scary. It should be scary, huh? Why? Why? You're not scared. Why?
Because he sounds like a leprechaun.
Oh! He sounds like a leprechaun rather than a troll. Huh? Okay, anyway, but so what he said is, let's see if it is true. So here is the troll. See? You like the troll? That's the picture of the troll. So is he scary?
Yes.
So you're supposed to no? No? Okay. See? That's the story, that's the picture of the troll. Okay? Okay, now. So you don't believe the voice, huh? So it doesn't sound like a really scary giant. All right. The three billy goat grub brothers gathered together and made a plan because they don't have any more grass on their side. So the first one who wants to cross the bridge, the wooden bridge, is little billy goat grub. Okay. So we will listen to him while he walks on the wooden bridge. Trip, trap,
trip,
trip,
trap,
trip, trap,
trip,
meh, 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 trip, trap, trip, trap. And suddenly,
who's walking over my bridge?
Oh, it's me, little billy goat Gruff.
I will eat you up.
Oh no, please don't eat me. I'm too little. My brother, middle billy goat Gruff, is going to come. He is way bigger than me and much tastier.
Fine, you may go.
So little billy goat Grub crossed the bridge and ran into the meadows. Okay, see now little billy is on the other side and he is already eating the green grass, while his brother, middle billy goat, and big billy goat is watching him. And so, our plan is working. Middle billy goat Grub said to his brother, big billy goat Grub, now it is my turn. So here's middle billy goat Gruff on the wooden bridge. Trip, trap,
trip, trap,
trip, trap, trip, trap, meh.
Who's walking over my bridge?
Oh, it's me, middle billy goat Gruff.
I will eat you up.
No, wait. Please don't eat me. I'm too little. My brother, big billy goat Grub is going to come. He is way bigger than me, the largest of us all, and more delicious.
Fine, then you may go.
So, middle billy goat Grub crossed the bridge and ran to the meadow to be with his brother, little billy goat Grub. So, the two brothers were able to go to the other side, and only big billy goat is looking at them. And so, but he was very happy. And then big billy goat Grub said, "Now it's my turn." And so, all right, so here's big billy goat Grub. Okay. He's walking on the wooden bridge. Stomp, 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 trip, trap, trip, trap,
Who's walking over my bridge?
I wonder what that troll will do, big billy goat Grub said. It's me, big billy goat Grub.
I will eat you up.
No, you won't eat me up. Then big billy goat Grub snorted and waved his strong and powerful horns as he charged the troll. So there was a big fight. Okay. Big billy goat Grub crash and knock the troll off the bridge when they slammed into each other. And the troll was blown away from the bridge. and the troll who lived under the wooden bridge was never seen and heard again. Then the three billy goat brothers, all named Grub, enjoy the sweet green grass all day long.
Yay.
The end. All right. Now, do you want to see the troll in person? Do you want to see him?
Yeah.
So you will be scared, right? No, he's scary. You're laughing on him, but he's a giant one. Okay, so let us call him. Okay, come here, Mr. Troll. Okay, everybody, come here, Mr. Troll. Okay, there you are, see? Now, this is the young and good-looking troll. All right, Pastor.
We sing together?
Do you want to talk to the children?
No, it's okay.
I thought you had long ears.
Okay. I could, but okay.
No more.
So no, was good, right? It was fun, right? Okay, so we sing?
All right, so let us sing Jesus Loves the Little Children.
Yeah, let's sing together, Jesus Loves Little Children.
Jesus. No.
No, not that one. No.
Jesus loves the little children, all the children.
Okay.
Yes.
That one. All the children. We all know, right?
Okay.
Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red, brown, yellow, black and white, they are precious in His sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world.
One more time.
Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red and brown and black and white, they are precious in His sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world.
Okay, can you say thank you to Nonoy?
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Nonoy, thank you. All right, maybe we need to promote Nonoy today. Oh, yeah. Okay, since last month, we did not really promote it correctly, so we want to do it today. So our Sunday school registrar, Jennifer, will name those students will promote it to Sunday school and a youth group, okay?
Okay, so our first group of promotions include Avi Conde, Ezra Radcliffe, Olivia Arredondo, Maribella Lazo, and Solana Lazo.
Okay, they're here? No? Okay. Yeah, okay. Still, okay.
And then our second group of promotions are into the youth room, Jubilee Garcia.
Come up.
And? Anella Grace Legospi.
Okay.
Philip and Phoebe Manthi.
Okay.
Sophia Kudal Villa Vicente.
Okay. It's a big step, you know. They move up to youth group. Wow. You excited, right? Okay, let's pray. Let's bless them, okay? Loving God, we ask your special blessing upon all your students promoted to youth group and Sunday school. God, you have a plan for them, and you have guided to them this far. And then we ask you to continue to bless them and guide them with your spirit. Especially, they are learning new materials in the Sunday school and youth group. Help them to open their eyes and heart so that they can know you better. Thank you for all the blessings, and thank you for all your presence in our students' life. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Okay, congratulations. Okay.